Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and once again, welcome to our wonderful spiritual educational series called the King and Kingdom Series. It's our leadership development teaching. From me, a master teacher, to you, a spiritual disciple. We're beginning episode number 14 of The Return of the King. That's you. And now comes the days of the kingdom. That's the kingdom of heaven through you on earth. Yes, we have much to do. But before you can become a mighty king and bring back the kingdom of heaven, of God, of righteousness, love, joy, and peace to humanity, to nature, to this world, of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and overthrow the kingdom of darkness and its kings, its principalities, you've got to discover some things about yourself. You got to get cleaned up. Got to clean up your mind, your spirit, and you have to have a new way of thinking. I had to do that. And I had a wonderful young man named Steve Hill. He was an evangelist at the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida, many years ago. He's in heaven now. He used to tell us, God wants to use you, but you got to get cleaned up. Your mind was a mess. Your priorities were messed up. What you desired was messed up. What you believed in was a mess. And I went through this. I wanted to be clean before God. Didn't know how to do it. But he was going to help me. But before we go there, let's open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, help us as we clean up our thoughts, our desires, our spirit. And we destroy everything in there. It's not of you. It's not of the kingdom of heaven, righteousness, joy, love, peace, agape love. Clean us in our desires, our heart, our spirit, and our soul. You know how to do this. This is your work. So help us. In your name, amen. You know where I began? I just prayed that prayer to God, clean me up. I didn't want anything inside of me. Thoughts, deeds, actions, desires that was not of Him and the kingdom of heaven. So you pray that prayer yourself. And guess what He did? One night I was given the GED test at Pensacola Junior College. And I'm reading the Bible. And I come across a scripture. And it was 2 Colossians 2. And Colossians was a book of the King James Authorized Bible that Paul, the apostle, wrote to those believers, faithful brethren, who lived in Colossae. And this was his letter to them. They were sort of brand new babies. And Paul was trying to help them. He was in another city. And I read this scripture, Colossians 2:8. Beware, lest any man spoil you, that means defile you, through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. That means the anointed spiritual king of the kingdom of heaven. When I read that, I had an aha moment. God revealed to me after I did the aha that I was believing in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny. And I was passing on those beliefs, those traditions, those vain thoughts, that philosophy to my son, and I was participating in culture. We used to put a Santa Claus up on our railing of our porch. I hung stockings. I made cookies and milk, and I was Santa Claus to my young son. When I had that aha moment, God had to reveal those three things to me that were vain imaginations. They were from traditions of men and culture, and they were spoiling me, defiling me through vain, that means unprofitable philosophy, and not of the kingdom of heaven. Well, I repented and asked God to take that out, and he did. Then he asked me, required me to go to my 10-year-old son. His name is James. Get on my knees in front of him and ask his forgiveness for lying to him about the tooth fairy who comes and gets your tooth and gives you money, the Easter bunny. At the time of Easter, I was the Easter bunny, and Santa Claus. I had to humble myself before one I had lied to, deceived, and was raising up in the culture of the world, not of the kingdom of heaven. There is no Easter bunny in the kingdom of heaven, no tooth fairy in the kingdom of heaven, and no Santa Claus in the kingdom of heaven. And he said to me, "That's okay, Mom." I began there first wanting to be cleaned up. And God, by reading the word, you might get it by nature. You might get it in another book, another religious text. Maybe you go on a spiritual pilgrimage. Maybe you just think and ponder or listen to music or fairy. If you want to be clean, God will reveal it to you in your life. You trust him. If you want to be clean, he'll show you how to get clean and what you need to give up. So from there, I was able to start asking myself, what kind of condition was I in? What more needed to be cleaned up in me that I didn't know? I didn't understand what spiritual bondage was, or what spiritual slavery or darkness was that was in my spirit, on my spirit, even in my biological brain, called my subconscious, my soul. But God would show me. And guess where he began? Yet once again, in the Authorized King James Bible, in Isaiah 61. Why Isaiah 61? Because a young man who got sent down here, named Christ, went to a synagogue one day. And he got up to read Isaiah, and guess what he read? Isaiah 61, verse 1. And what did it say? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That was me. The word of God had come to me to do exactly this. First, I had to want to be clean. Then you will learn how much dirt you got on you and your condition. And Isaiah 61, we're going to work through that. So you can understand why the king of the kingdom of heaven, a leader, a politician, had to come down here and do warfare in an unknown way. And he had to reveal to us our spiritual condition. I pray Isaiah 61 over myself to be fulfilled. I pray all of Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 62 to be fulfilled in everybody's life. These are foundational to understand spiritual slavery, deception, blindness. And I'm going to read it to you here, and we're going to study slowly. I'm just going to read it to you, all right? Isaiah 61, written by Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. This was Christ speaking to people in a synagogue, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. We're going to break all of this out. I've written it out. But this is just reading it. And we're learning a lot about ourselves and others. Verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that they might be called spiritual trees of righteousness, the spiritual planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Verse 4, and they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And the strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you, that meant Pastor Deborah and you, shall be named, called, decreed, the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Now I'm going to break all of this out deeper in this series, because you can't become a leader till you know the condition of those that you're trying to help. Verse 8, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Verse 9, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed of the Lord, which the Lord has blessed. Verse number 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Verse 11, for as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are grown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. That was foundational in my life. I learned my condition spiritually. I learned the condition of my soul. And I learned about you. I couldn't become a leader and a king and a teacher until I got free. And I understood about slavery, oppression, why you needed change of clothes, why you needed to be cleansed, why you were in slavery in prison. I had to study, and that was the foundational scriptures that helped me. So here in this section, this part of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development, We're just beginning to understand the need of our spiritual transformation. We have to get cleaned up, but you can't get cleaned up till you know that you're dirty. You have to desire to be clean, have clean thoughts, clean actions, clean deeds. And that's the first step. Then ask God to clean you up and He'll start showing, and then you will change. It's hard. I know, because I've been there. Then you start studying the deepness spiritually of your condition. First, learn about yourself. Get free. Become a tree of righteousness with new clothes, new garments, new light, new thoughts. Then you study leadership development, being a king. Then you study the kingdom. Then you study agape love, the spiritual gifts. Then you are ready to be sent out to help others. All right, I'm going to close right here in this part, number 14, this episode. And we're beginning to say we are a mess. We can't even get our spiritual gifts given to us yet. You got a whole armor of God that you have to put on. You have to have spirits of power and glory and might given to you. And other gifts. You can't get there till you get clean. You got to take a bath. You got to clean up your mind, your biological mind, your soul, and your spirit. And we begin here, like I did. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Should be episode number 15. Of the King and Kingdom series. Our leadership development. We want the return of the King, that's you, so you can bring forth the days of the kingdom of heaven on earth, in nations, in your family, in your community, in your government, in your businesses. You got a lot of work to do. So let's get started. I'll see you in the next episode. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.